Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Performs, of course, the, well, main stage Sunday night, last act of the gig, and she's there for the 20th anniversary of Electric Picnic. I just cannot believe that EP is going 20 years at Stradbally in County Laois. It's pretty incredible. Arts journalist and broadcaster Pat Carty is with me on the line today. Am I the only one who thinks it's hard to believe, Pat?
It is hard to believe, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, and also in 2004, it was just a one-day festival. And I remember going down to it. And I was, of course, you know, if that's 20 years ago, I must have been about, what, 12? Probably something like that. So I probably had to sneak in. Yeah. And it was one day that year and it was great. And it was a lovely atmosphere. I remember walking around when we were going back to the car park, you were walking around in the forest going, this is a very strange kind of situation. And then we came back to Dublin. But the next year in 2005, it had expanded into 2 days. And that was when it really, I think, kicked off. You know, as something, as a really memorable thing.
Was Nick it Cave not until then, year. Pat, that it, so it was never a two-day event until that stage?
No, it was a two-day event. It was a one-day event the first year. So that's 2004. And then it was 2 days. It was at least 2 days from then on. And then I think later on it expanded into three. So I think in 2005 it was 2 days. You have to remember, Andrea, that all this is through a haze of... I might have had a few beers at these things. You know what I mean? So it's you're talking about 20 years ago, 19 years ago. It's not completely clear in my head. I remember having a great time. Don't get me wrong. And I've never missed one
since that.
I've been at them. Well, this year I'm not actually going this year, but I've been at every one of them up till now. And one of the worst things about COVID was there was no annual holiday down to Stradbally. That was one of the worst things about it.
Why? So you're not going to make it down this year on the 20th anniversary, having basically made it to all of the other EPs. Do you have a favourite memory from it?
Let me see. There's so many great performances. That I remember seeing the Beastie Boys in, I think it was around 2007. They played in one of the marquees, you know, one of the tents. And I remember that being spectacular. I saw Sex Pistols on the main stage. I'll tell you what's a good memory. Chic played there a couple of years ago and I'd interviewed their drummer, Ralph Roll, in the interview tent, the hot press interview tent. And Ralph also has a cookie company, a biscuit company, you know. So he comes along and he does the interview and he brings a load of samples. And I innocently said to the crowd in front of us, oh, if anybody would like to try one, you know, come up to the stage. And we were, the stage was invaded as all these hungry picnickers who probably hadn't ate in 3 days came up and tried to grab these cookies. Anyway, after that, Ralph sent an invite to a few of us. When Chic were playing on stage, they always bring up people from the crowd at the end. So they invited us and we got up on the main stage as Chic were playing Good Times or something like that and did a bit of dancing. Now, most people stuck to the back, but I wasn't having that. So I pushed forward to the front and made sure I got myself on the camera and everything. And there was a few people in the crowd going, oh, God, I know that fella. And but that was a great memory. Bono's daughter, I remember, was on the stage. It was the usual old showbiz coterie that I hang around with, Andrea. You know,
What about you, Paddy? What's your favourite Electric Picnic memory from over the years?
Yeah, Pat's dead right. It was a one-day event in 2004, and really it was 2005 when it started feeling like the kind of monster that it became. But I suppose even looking back, it's kind of easy to forget that there wasn't really, you know, nowadays there's 2,000 festivals on every summer, but it was really only Oxygen that was on back then.
Yeah.
So Electric Picnic felt like something new and something fresh and something different to what was there. I remember hearing John Reynolds, who founded the festival, talking about wanting to make it like a mini Glastonbury for Ireland. And yeah, I suppose from 2005 onwards, when it became that multi-day thing, like, he wasn't far wrong. Certainly some of the best memories I've ever had from going to festivals, probably from Electric Picnic 2004 to maybe around 2012. But yeah, I remember seeing, I think it was the Sunday of 2005, and I remember seeing a little known band on the main stage at 1 o'clock in the afternoon called LCD Sound System.
Glastonbury there 2 months ago, but...
Well, exactly, and you can obviously see how big they've gotten since. But yeah, it was a really, really brilliant festival for so many years. And sorry, I'm talking about it like it's in the past tense. I'm a 40-year-old father of two now, so I don't think I'm quite the target market anymore. But yes, I would say I'm also, to answer your question, I'm a big fan of the indoor concerts and the Electric Arena down there. You've had like Hot Chip, you've had David Byrne and St. Vincent, Arcade Fire played an unbelievable set there in 2005. Loads and loads of really good memories there.
I was looking, trying to think back earlier, Paddy, today myself, on when was my first Electric Picnic. And I think the first time I ever went was 2011. I remember going down, we were late arriving and we were camping in the, as I call it, the Gen Pop, you know, just the general camping area. And our friends who'd gone down earlier in the day had tried to hold us a space for our tent in as much as you can. It was like a two-man tent and there was two of us sharing it. And when I think back, you know, now I would not in a fit would I go down and do that again and stay in a two-man tent. But the weather was pretty mixed. I think, and maybe you or Pat might be able to correct me, I think that was the year the Chemical Brothers were the main stage act on the Sunday night or the Saturday night. Have I that right, Pat? I think it was the Chemical Brothers that year.
Yeah. What I remember from that year was Toots and the Maytals, a Jamaican band, and Toots has passed away since. And I was looking forward to them, and they came on the main stage. That was earlier in the day, and he came on, and he couldn't sing. And he was grabbing at his throat and everything, and he said, oh, you know, choking away, and went off. Probably he flew all the way from Jamaica, got up and did the thing so he could make sure to get the fee or something like that. I don't know. That was disappointing. I remember Arcade Fire on that. Actually, when you're talking about the weather, it was the year before, if I'm right, I think it's 2010. Maybe Paddy, you remember this as well. Massive Attack were playing, I think, on the Sunday. And the rain was so bad that they started off and they had a big crowd. And it was like, and when I say rain, I mean typhoon, you know. And by the time they'd finished, I gave up about halfway through. By the time we got to halfway through, there was nobody there. Everybody had headed off back to the tents because it was that bad. So that was one year that sticks out, maybe for the wrong reasons. I mean, I'm not trying to put it down or like that. It's a great weekend.
No, but look, you can't dictate the weather. I didn't make it last year. I remember being sick with strep throat, couldn't go. But a previous year was Snow Patrol. And I remember Becky Hill on Saturday afternoon was absolutely incredible. Carl O'Sullivan, Today FM content creator, is with me on the line. Are you actually at Stradbally as we speak, Carl?
I am in Fitzhugh here in the main arena as we speak.
What's the crowds like?
The crowds are staying flowing. So the main arena opened there at around 12 o'clock and they have started flowing nicely. And the sun is shining here in Stradbally and it looks like it's around for the whole weekend. But yeah, the crowds are building fairly quickly. So I'd say people are trying to beat the traffic and get in because it's building up to be an EP to remember, I think.
Is it the crowds, presumably they're there with tents. They're trying to find their pitch.
Yeah, so they were, a lot of them that I saw coming in had tents and their whole gear with them. Anyone I see coming in now to the main arena looks to be coming from the camper van site, so they're kind of all set up and ready to go. But I feel like EP is awake and ready to rock for the whole weekend. There's a good buzz down here, Andrea, and all set for Noah Kahan tonight.
How many EPs have you been to, Carl?
Like Pat, he was saying 20 years ago, well, he snuck in. Well, I was maybe doing that when I was a little young lad as well. But I think 10 is, I think it was, the first one was 2014. The likes of Lily Allen were there, Ellie Goulding. It's actually my 8th time camping. And I do take the two-man tent and dog in, Andrea, unlike yourself.
I'm a
leash man. A leash man through and through, and it's almost religion this weekend. It's religion to come out here and just absolutely get mucked up and go mental and have a great time and see all the acts. And it's just going from one act to the other. Now, it's no Glastonbury, Andrea, so you're actually, like, the site's a little bit changed. I'm here looking at it.
Okay.
And there's a few different things in different places, but it feels like it's more accessible for people. People can go places maybe quicker than
Glastonbury's like an endurance test for about 5 days.
I was
in bits for about a week after, and I could barely walk at the end of it. So I'm sort of looking forward to a much more leisurely weekend in County Leash this weekend.
Oh, well, the ground here is actually fairly solid. There was a bit of rain here in Leash last night. I was down home myself. A bit of rain, but look, it looks to be holding off. And I think people kind of need this. We've had a bit of a bad summer with weather and stuff like that, rain. People are just, I think, in good form. The sun is actually melting off my neck here as we speak, Andrea.
So plenty of sun.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great advice now for listeners. Bring plenty of sun cream.
I want to hear people's memories today. Richie in Waterford has got in touch with me on WhatsApp. He says, you can really tell the difference from the original goers who call it the picnic. You know, the older indie type crowd that loved it for the first 10 years. And then you've got the EP people who are the last 10 years crowd, the younger, they're more pop based. Half the crowd at it now would have been in nappies when Arcade Fire rocked the place back in 2005. It's really changed a lot as our best festival. Peter is with me on the line. Peter, you performed last year at EP. What's your memories of Electric Picnic?
I'd heard about the Electric Picnic before, but I'd been asked to fill in for another musician, so I was on the Sunday, so drove in. The weather was glorious and got a bit lost trying to find the parking area because there's a separate musicians area. I arrived in, got my parking ticket and everything like that, my pass, and brought in me, my bass guitar and my amp, because I was performing on a smaller stage in the wooded area. And took a little while to find it because there's a lot of things going on. Mm. But as soon as I found my feet, it was like, it just felt great to be part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I hadn't been to it before, but
That was your first time.
I definitely would again if, yeah.
Yeah. How can you describe that feeling? How does it compare to performing at an indoor gig or other events?
When you're playing at something like that, you're performing, you're kind of when you're on the smaller stages, you're part of it, but it's a small part of a very big thing. Whereas when you're in an indoor venue, it's more streamlined, if you like. It's more centralized, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Listener here's got Kevin in Limerick is the best act this week, Jerry Cinnamon. Raw, proper talent, according to Kev. Sean is with us on the line. Sean, good afternoon.
Hey, how's things?
Not bad. You have an Electric Picnic memory that you'll never forget.
Yeah, I'm sitting down here at the moment, like after hearing Faithless do their sound check inside the Electric Arena. But I've been coming since 2012. So a bit of a special memory. So 2012, this guy I'd been seeing for about 3 months asked me out here in a tent in the middle of Andy Warhol over beside a tree. And then about 7 years later, on our 7-year anniversary, we came back. And at the Heineken stage, they have a thing called Sing Along Social. And our friends who organise them, my friend Aoife is the organiser of it. So about halfway through, about 4,000 people got down on one knee. And then Aoife came out to get a load of people, to do a load of different things. And Aoife was like, everyone, take a knee. And then she came out with the microphone and she was like, okay, if your name is Mark Taylor, can you please stand up? And Mark's my now husband. Well, I kind of let the cat out of the bag there. So anyway, Mark stood up and she was like, do you have a boyfriend named Sean? And he was like, yeah. And she handed me the microphone and there I proposed in front of everyone. And thankfully he said yes. And then the entire place erupted.
Amazing.
It was a bit of a mad day.
Yeah. An Electric Picnic proposal. So you got it engaged at EP. That is certainly a memory you're never going to forget.
Oh, it was absolutely mad. And we're back here again now for the 10th year. Yeah. 10th year.
Pre-planned? Obviously you had.
Yeah. So my friend Sarah Murphy works with Sing Along Social. And I was like, I'm going to do it here, but I didn't know how. And then about 2 weeks beforehand, Sing Along Social were announced for the Sunday. And I text Sarah and I was like, come here. I was like, this is a bit of a mad idea, but any chance you'd help me out? Because originally I'd hoped that Ham Sandwich, I know Niamh from Ham Sandwich, that she was like, yeah, if you're doing it and we're playing, I'll definitely help you out. But they weren't announced that year. So I got on to Sarah. And Sarah texted Aoife, they have this group, WhatsApp group. And Aoife was like, yes, oh my God, yes, no problem. And then, so I kind of like took a bit of, I'm not going to lie, a bit of a backseat. Aoife just organized the whole lot, how we were going to do it, everything, even where we were positioned at the side of the stage. We were meant to be in one position. And this woman was like, I've been here for 2 hours, you're not getting in front of me. And then I had to whisper in her ear, I was like, do not react, but I'm going to propose. And there's an entire thing planned with Sing Along Social. And she was like, oh, and then she just started crying randomly. And I was like, and Mark was like, what's wrong with your one? That's like, no idea. It's like, must be having a bad day.
And did Mark mind that you did it so publicly?
Oh, no, he was known for like doing things a bit mad. But he also thought he was going to be the one that proposed. So he was so shocked. Because the night before, we were sitting watching Kellyanne Byrne inside in the amphitheatre in Body and Soul. And then he turned around and he was like, I really thought when we got down here that you'd something planned, because we had two conditions. One, that we'd be together 7 years, and two, that we had to have a house. We got the keys to our house on the Friday, and we went to EP on the, or sorry, on the Thursday, and we went to EP on the Friday.
Amazing.
And he was like, I thought you'd have something planned for Friday. And I literally, like, I normally can't lie to him. Deadpan was like, no. He's like, I really thought, he was like, I never was really sure I want to get married, but he's like, I really want to marry you, and I really thought you were going to do it. And I was a bit disappointed. And I was there, I was like, deadpan. I was like, look, we'll do it sometime, but yeah, definitely not. And I had the whole thing planned for the next day.
So, do anything to celebrate your, like, do you mark your anniversary now at EP in any way?
Yeah, we mark our anniversary. So, we actually got married. We want to get married.